Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Inflation eased slightly last month, according to new data from the Labor Department. It rose 0.3%. As NPR's David Gura reports, year over year, the consumer price index dropped to 8.3%.
The number is slightly higher than economists expected, but lower than it was in March, when the CPI rose by 8.5% year over year. Wall Street hopes it's an indication inflation has peaked. Higher food and energy prices have driven prices higher. They've spiked since the start of Russia's war in Ukraine, but energy prices fell in April, year over year. Investors have been worried about both inflation and the Federal Reserve's ability to get it under control. Stocks have been incredibly volatile since the Fed raised rates by an additional 0.5 percentage point at its most recent meeting earlier this month. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill authorizing nearly $40 billion in fresh aid to Ukraine. The package is about $7 billion more than what President Biden requested. It includes military aid and money to help fund humanitarian efforts. The bill now goes to the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says his chamber will act swiftly on the Ukrainian aid package. Ukraine's natural gas pipeline operator has halted Russian shipments through a hub in eastern Ukraine. It cites ongoing fighting. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports the interruption could disrupt gas supplies to Europe.
The Novopskov pipeline hub is in a part of Ukraine occupied by Russian-backed separatists. Russia says the hub manages about a quarter of Russian gas passing through Ukraine to the rest of Europe. Ukraine says the figure is closer to a third. Energy security expert Alexandra Gavlikovska-Fick says some of the gas flows could be diverted to other interconnection points in the pipeline.
And for that reason, the gas flows will be still possible via Ukraine.
Ukraine says it's trying to reroute the supplies, but Russian gas giant Gazprom says switching paths is too complicated. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
China is censoring the World Health Organization's comments that China's approach to zero COVID outbreaks is unsustainable. The BBC's Michael Bristow has more.
Chinese state media has not reported the WHO remarks, and debate about them has been scrubbed from the internet. Even a UN social media post in China on what the WHO said, that Beijing's approach to COVID is unsustainable, was taken down. China seems determined to push ahead with its long-standing policy of trying to eradicate COVID wherever it appears. In Shanghai, the centre of the biggest current outbreak, some residents are again being forced to stay indoors, and others, even those testing negative, are being put into quarantine.
The BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. This is NPR News. A Palestinian-American journalist has been killed in the Israeli-occupied West Bank during an Israeli raid. Shireen Abu Akle worked for Al Jazeera. The news outlet blames Israeli forces for her killing. Israel says it's likely due to Palestinian fire. The U.S. is calling for a swift investigation. The Iranian intelligence ministry says it has detained two European nationals for their role in organizing riots in that country. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports. The news comes as European Union envoy Enrique Mora is to visit Tehran for nuclear talks.
A statement from the intelligence ministry does not identify the detainees, but states the two Europeans plan to sow, quote, chaos, social disorder, and instability. The statement appears to link the pair with Iranian teachers who have been staging protests over pay and working conditions in more than 50 cities across the country. The arrests were announced not long after European Union envoy Enrique Mora arrived in Tehran in hopes of getting negotiations over reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement back on track. The talk stalled after Iran demanded Washington lift its designation of the IRGC as a foreign terrorist organization, which the U.S. refused. The EU has been looking for a way to resolve the standoff. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The biggest wildfire burning in the U.S. is just outside the city of Las Vegas, New Mexico. The blaze has burned well over 300 square miles, and it's about 40% contained. The National Weather Service warns there will be more powerful winds there today. These can whip up the flames and throw embers farther away, whitening the wildfire. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support.